Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show. This is the podcast if you're into personal development and living a life of meaning and purpose. It's presented by human behavior expert Dr. John DeMartini. Each of these episodes is designed to guide you through the knowledge, principles, and practical tools that will be able to help you to gain mind mastery and thereby master and inspire your life. Dr. DeMartini is a global educator. He's a speaker and a polymath with over 49 years of extensive research across multiple disciplines, and that makes him the perfect guide to help you to empower all areas of your life. In this episode, Dr. DeMartini shares powerful tools on how to design and carefully craft your life by creating a clear, concise master plan that is congruent with your values. Please note that any of the links or downloads that are mentioned during the presentation will be available for you to access in the podcast description underneath this episode. And if you'd love to be notified of the next episode, now is the time to follow the show. So make sure you have your pen and paper or your digital note taker ready. And let's get started with this week's episode, The Power of Designing Your Life. Enjoy.
When I was 17 years old, I had the opportunity to meet an amazing teacher who literally in Hawaii, where I am right now, I'm in Hawaii right now, inspired me to do what I'm doing. And he said to us in a little presentation, I was literally 17 years old, he said, you want to set goals for yourself, your family, your community, your city, your state, your nation, your world, and beyond for 100 to 120 years at least. And that was a part of a shift in my paradigm at the time, because I thought, wow, I think kind of live day to day and week to week, maybe month, I think of things, but not much longer than that. And I remember Seneca, the Roman poet and politician, who said that, I didn't know that then, but I know that now, that you measure an individual by their most distant ends. And that if you're not outlining and kind of laying out and planning your own life, other people are. I've said before, and you may have heard this, that you know, any area of your life you don't empower, people will overpower. And nobody's getting up in the morning and dedicating their life to your fulfillment. They may be dedicating their life to helping you fulfill theirs. People tend to project their values onto you and try to get you to live in a way where they're getting their values met. If you look carefully, that's how the world works to you. So nobody's really getting up and thinking, how do I fulfill Dr. DeMartini's dream? Nobody's doing that for you. So that means that if you're not doing it and nobody's doing it, you're kind of at the whims of entropy, the tendency to go to disorder in life instead of bring order to your life. So I'd like you to take this first note. And that is that if you don't fill your day with the highest priority actions that are most inspiring and deeply meaningful to you and fulfilling to you, and live by priority each day, you can almost be assured, we guarantee, that entropy and unexpected and frustrating, distracting stuff is gonna fill your day. I realized that when I first got into practice years ago, maybe 40 years ago almost, that the second I had an idle time, a little gap between my patient base, weird stuff would happen. A person would complain, or something would break down, or a salesperson would interfere, or something would happen. And I noticed that entropy, the tendency to go from order to disorder, automatically takes over anything that's not ordered. So if you don't design and bring order to your life, it's going to automatically take and have disorder. I learned that also with money. I found out that if you don't put money into an asset that accumulates and grows and works for you, and gives you passive income, it'll automatically get consumed by consumable depreciables that will take money out of your pocket. And so I realized that the moment I received income, I had put some of it away into savings and into investments. Because if not, unexpected bills would keep surfacing. And I'd realized that if I didn't design my life with order the way I was inspired by, it would end up with disorder the way I wasn't. Again, if you don't fill your day with challenges that inspire you, it fills up with challenges you don't want. And that's called disorder and dis-ease and, you know, distress, if you will. So the point that I'm making is this. If you don't pull out in what's inside you that's truly meaningful and important to you, what's highest on your values, that truly inspires you, that you spontaneously would love to do, and lay it out and design and organize and master, kind of plan your life. Don't expect to be a master. Don't expect to have the world get up and read your mind and try to create your life the way you want. So I want to have you write this next little note down. And that is that start with what you know and let what you know grow. I've said that in my seminars, the breakthrough experience, and many others many times, and people at first maybe hear that and it just takes a while to sink in. Start with what you know and let what you know grow. When I was 17, I wrote down, as a result of the teacher, Paul Bragg, I wrote down what I knew. I knew that I wanted to travel the world. I knew that I wanted to overcome my learning problems. I knew that I wanted to learn how to read. I knew that I wanted to be intelligent. I knew I wanted to teach. Those things just were clear in my mind. I knew I wanted to travel the world and teach, which I do today. And so I wrote it down. And it was just a couple sentences at first, a few phrases at first. And then I combined it into sentences and then into a paragraph and then a formalized paragraph. And I kept reading it, refining it over time, and got more clear as I became more clear of what I was dedicated to, what my life was showing was really important. You don't want to write down fantasies. You want to write down whims and things that aren't really something you work towards. You want to write down what you're truly committed to doing that really means something. Because if you don't design your life, you're living by default. You either live by design or live by default. And it would, just like in your brain, you have an executive center and you have a default center. It's really called that, the default mode network, it's called in the brain. And that's basically for those non-planned, non-strategically task-oriented objectives. So I basically learned a long time ago to keep records of what I want in life and write them down. Now, it can be typed, obviously, but if you don't fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, it's going to fill up with low priority distractions that don't. If you don't fill your week with high priority actions that inspire you, it's going to fill up with distractions that don't. If you don't fill your month, you don't fill your quarter, you don't fill your year, you don't fill your decade, you don't fill your generation, if you don't fill your life, and you know what's interesting, we go around and we say in theology that we're immortal souls. But where are the immortal goals? Where's the goals that go beyond our life? Very few people write them. Most people have goals within their life instead of goals beyond their life too. There's no reason why you can't create things that have perpetuity and live beyond your life. So I'm a firm believer in designing my life. I have probably the largest collection of objectives and goals of anybody you'll meet. It's 30 volumes of very clear, precise objectives and goals that I do, and I keep metrics on them. You know, when you really want something, you'll look and take action steps toward it, and you'll plan it, and you'll then metric the results and see if it's working and not working and refine it as you go to keep getting that objective you want. So I've been basically, you know, designing my life and planning my life, master planning, but I want to master my life. I don't know if I ask people in my breakthrough experience and many of the other programs that I teach where I show people how to do this, I ask them a very simple question. How many of you want to master your life? And they all put their hands up pretty well. And I said, well, the way I define it is we have seven areas of life. We have our spiritual quest, which is our inspired mission in life. We have our mental quest, which is waking up conscious, innovative, creative, ingenious ideas that can contribute to the world and leave a mark on the world. We want to be remembered for our ideas too. Ideas that can serve, in other words. Then we want to create a business of some form where there's a transaction and sustainable fair exchange and you have a remuneration and an income so you can live a prosperous life because money is an important component of the existence. And that you want to master. You want to master financial independence so you're not working your whole life for money. You want to have money working for you so you're not its slave, you're its master. You want to have a stable, loving, intimate relationship of some capacity that may be local or global. You want to have some sort of a social influence to make some sort of difference. So when you pass, they don't go, yeah, I never heard of the guy or the gal. You made some sort of contribution and made a difference. I've asked people around the world, how many of you want to make a difference? Everybody wants to make a difference. Pretty well, that's a standard. And then you also want to have a vital body and feel great. I mean, if you don't have your health, I mean, life's not so fun, you know, not so fulfilling. So you want to be able to have a vital body and an energized body. You want to not just live to eat. You want to eat to live, and you want to do wise things that allow you to perform at peak performance so you can have a fulfilling life. I'm a firm believer that you're here to master all of them. I set out to do that when I was 18 years old. And I formalized that as I went along and master planned how I wanted. How do I want my mind to be? How and what do I want to feed it? You know, I realized when I started to learn how to read 18 years old, and I started to learn faster and faster and faster reading skills, I said, you know, at the early stage, I realized I can just read a book every week maybe. And then at that time, I got faster and faster. I was reading multiple books in a day. But at the time, I thought, well, if that's so many, that's 50 books a year, 52 books a year. And that's, if I live 100 years, it's 5,000 books. That's it. That's all I'm going to read. So I go, what's the priority? What's the highest priority books to read? Highest priority things to feed my mind? If you're not planning out and prioritizing what you feed your mind, you might feed it with something that's not the most nutritious ideas. The same thing on food. If you're not designing and prioritizing what you're eating and prioritizing what you're, who you're hanging out with and prioritizing who your clients are and prioritizing the actions you in a day, you're basically letting the whims of impulse run your life. And as you know, if you walk in a store and you don't have a real clear objective walking the store, you'll be easily swayed by sales gimmicks and things that are around you and the world outside you determined your decisions. So I'm a firm believer, if you want to master your life, you need to design it and at least decide what you want. Again, nobody's getting up in the morning and dedicating their life to your fulfillment. It's up to you. So I started to master plan my life. I did that starting when I met Paul Bragg, 17. It started out as wrote down some goals on a piece of paper and a mission statement that was just a sentence to three sentences. And then it turned into two pages. And I did it by pencil on paper originally. And then that was 1972. 1973, it was a few pages. And I typed it for the first time, which was slow. And I just kept typing it and retyping it and adding to it and reading it and adding a word and adding a sentence and adding a paragraph and adding a picture to it. And I started mapping out how I wanted. It's kind of like a vision board that they talked about in the movie, The Secret, that I got to participate in, but it's down on paper. I can't say I was really the vision board guy. I was more the vision document guy. And so I would cut out pictures and paste them onto a piece of paper and retype it again. And I just kept building my master plan. And what was interesting is I noticed that as I was writing them, I noticed that my awareness of my environment was increasing opportunities. I was noticing that I was taking more actions because I was focused on it. I was not as easily distracted. I was getting more results. And I noticed that I actually had more fulfillment on a daily basis because I had some sort of design going on. I noticed one time I was out in a field and I was looking at ants. You probably think I'm a bit crazy, but I was watching ants in a field and I noticed that there were ants on a path, those big ant mounds you see in a field. Some ants are on a path. There's literally a path there and you can see them carrying big loads. And then you look in between all those paths, you look and there's these weird ants going in all different directions, looking for something, trying to find something. If they discover it, then they go onto the path and then they do it. And I noticed that the people that were out there wandering around, some of them were, you know, for hours not doing anything kind of. And I found out that 7% of the ants are unemployed. They're not even doing anything. But the ones that were actually on a mission and on the path, and they're the ones that are producing and they're actually building the mound, they were metaphors for life. An ant hill and an ant bed or an ant farm or whatever, it really gives you a metaphor on human behavior. Because if you're on your path and you know what you're committed to and you're clear about it, you're going to go way farther and much more fluent and not have all the obstacles and getting the machete out in the jungle and trying to clear the path. But then the process of doing it, once you define it and you start taking on it, it starts building momentum. And I learned many years ago, about 27, 8 years ago, about incremental momentum. To set a goal and take incremental momentum baby steps until they become bigger steps and building momentum, kind of like the domino effect. And if we keep working towards our objectives, you know, consistently, little by little, it becomes more and more and it builds momentum. You know, I set out when I was 23, I wrote down that I wanted to be a best-selling author and I wanted to have on the front cover of magazines. And I had some of this idealisms that I had. Today, they're real. I never gave up on it, but I wrote it down. I still have the original type statement on my document, on this computer that I wrote at 23. And that's real today. I just signed a deal with a publisher for 10 more books the other day. And these are real things. I'm a firm believer that if you define it and walk towards it and everyday action steps toward it, you get it. You know, I think Einstein said it really lovely when he said it's the perseverance towards something that really does it. If you don't give up, you make it. I have a lovely friend of mine that is a singer, and she's been working at it for a while, and she just keeps doing it. She just keeps doing it, keeps being innovative, keeps working, and does another action step towards her dream. And she's doing enormous and amazing things and impacting a lot of lives today. And I really believe that if you persevere towards something, but if you don't even write down what it is, it's like if you don't have a financial plan, if you don't have a business plan, if you don't have a health plan, you don't have a spirituality plan, whatever that means to you, because there's no rules of what that is. It's your dream. If you don't have a physical health plan, you don't have a social impact plan, if you don't have a relationship plan, you're letting other people decide your life. And most people fit into the herd instead of stand out and be heard. They're basically following a culture instead of leading a culture. And I'm a firm believer if you take and design your life, you're going to be more of a leader. And leading is way more fun than following. Way more fulfilling than the following process and being, you know, told what to do all the time. You're living kind of by got-tos and have-tos, deontological, they call it, instead of ontological, which is meaningful and purposeful.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at the Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
So I believe that you're the one that extracts meaning out of your existence. You're the one that decides how things are. You have control of your perceptions, decisions, and actions. If you're not prioritizing your perceptions, which is why I teach people the Breakthrough Experience, to teach them how to master the art of taking whatever happens in their life and see how it's on the way. But on the way to what? If they don't decide what their priority actions are and they don't make a decision about how they want their life, how are they going to link what life is offering them into that? So I'm a firm believer in basically getting clear about what you want in life and writing it down and starting with what you know and letting what you know grow and incrementally refining it, reading it, refining it, reading it, refining it, and asking quality questions. The quality of your life is basically the quality of the questions you ask. And I basically, I've been asking questions. Every time I get a question that makes aha and helps me move forward, I collect it. And I've been collecting those for a long time now and putting those together so I have a way of helping other people when I'm doing consulting or I'm teaching programs or my master planning program or any of the programs I'm doing, to make sure I pull out those questions to make people think out of the box, to help them find out what's really important to them, to get down on paper what that is so they can start pursuing it and make it happen. Again, you're living by default or you're living by design. And it's up to you and how what you decide to do with your time. But I know that I prioritize. I started prioritizing what I read. I started prioritizing what I did. I started prioritizing what I was saying. I started prioritizing what I was feeding my mind. I started prioritizing my investments, prioritizing where my money was going, prioritizing what I was eating. And if you live by high priority, you end up at the top. Anytime you do something that's high in value, you grow in self-worth and you attract opportunities and you end up leading. Anytime you do something low on your values, you do the opposite direction. And so I just realized that I'm not going to sit there and wait and hope that some magical thing on the outside of me is going to make it all happen for me. You know, that's not the way to live. If you're living out there, you'll tend to blame things on the outside because it's not giving you what you want. And then you'll look for some outside solution. It's not out there. It's your perception, decision, and actions that you take upon the world that makes governance of the world for you. You have an executive center and you have an amygdala desire center. The desire center is usually an escape from pain and seeking of pleasure. And the executive center is the embracing of pain and pleasure in the pursuit of something deeply meaningful. And the thing that distinguishes us from the animals is meaning. You know, anyone can avoid pain and seek pleasure. Anybody can do that and hedonistically pursue immediate gratification. But that's not where the power of life is. It's meaning, doing something that's deeply meaningful. I found that people that get wealth without meaning, they end up in debauchery. And the people that gain wealth with meaning, they go out in philanthropy and do something that contributes. I'd much rather have a fulfilling life with philanthropy than a debaucherous life that's immediate gratifying and escaping. Life is pretty magnificent when you design it. So I'm hopefully getting the point across that to take the time to do it. So I always say, start with what you know. Now today we have computers and iPhones and iPads, and we have ways we can type onto it. And I personally believe you want a file. You create a file in your computer that is your master plan file. And start putting every single thing that you know your life demonstrates is meaningful to you. Start putting it in and organizing it. I use the spiritual, mental, career, financial, family, social, and physical areas of life to design by. And I map that out and I start putting it in there and I put them in categories. Anything that is spiritual that I know I want to do, if I want to do some sort of meditation so every so often, I want to do some sort of enlightened reading on great philosophers or mystics or theologically oriented people or religious writings of the world, then okay. Do I want to spend a half hour day on that and focus on that? Do I want to meet great spiritual leaders on the planet? I did. I set it out and wrote all the great spiritual leaders. I've met a lot of these individuals as a result of me writing it down. I said, I want to meet celebrities. I wrote them down. I met them. I met lots of them. And I go out and meet people in politics or people of royalty. I'm a firm believer that if you write it down, you increase the odds and probabilities of doing it. If you are really committed to doing something, you take actions on it and you ask yourself, what are the highest priority actions I can do to make those happen? You get there. I'm a firm believer. My life has been by design and I'm pretty inspired by what I get to do every day. You know, I've learned that if I don't delegate lower priority things and stick to the highest priority things, I don't have this fulfilling life. So I've got around me people that take care of all the things that I'm not designed to do. I teach, research, write, and travel. That's basically it, because that's what I love doing. But that's because I designed my life, not because I just hoped and prayed it was going to happen. And that doesn't help you. And the people I know that have done the most extraordinary things, you think of Elon Musk going to Mars, that's not by hope. That's by planning and designing and engineering and thoughtfully dealing with risks and rewards and using the executive function in the brain. You don't accomplish things like that without that. You don't build an Amazon without that. You don't create a movement in the world without some sort of planning and foresight. I'd much rather have foresight than I would have hindsight. Foresight takes you places, but foresight means planning and hindsight means reacting. I'd rather think and act and not react than react and not act and not think. So I'm a firm believer in planning, as you can guess, and designing your life. So it's time to prioritize your life. And if you really want to do that, I know what I'm about to share with you will help you. Because I've taken all those questions that I've had in my life that I've picked up from all the consulting and teaching and everything else over there in my own life and my own journey and watching what worked and what didn't work. And I put together a system there called Master Planning for Life. It's, I mean, if you can imagine sitting down for 3 days and having 2,000 questions in front of you. Imagine, you know, there's 9 questions that determine whether or not you're going to be financially independent. What is your total assets? What's your total liabilities? What is your current net worth? What exactly is your passive annual income you want to have every year that you say is financial independent? What is your average interest rate you can earn on your investment understanding? What's your inflation rate you're up against? What exactly is the total net worth that you require in order to give you that passive income? What's the shortfall between your current net worth and that desired net worth? And what's your strategy? Those are 9 questions out of 2,000 questions to hold you accountable. And somebody asked me those 9 questions when I was 27 years old and changed the trajectory of my financial pathway. And I'm financially independent because of those questions. So I've got 2,000 questions in a file goes to you and a stick goes into your computer, and we go to work and we sit for 3 days and we plan out our life. Because most people say, well, yeah, I know I do need a plan, but I never get around to doing it. Well, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to be with you and we're going to help you go and plan that. And I just think that it's an absolutely insane thing not to take advantage of it, because you go in your life, if you don't organize and structure your life, everybody else does. And again, nobody's committed to your fulfillment, nobody except you. And if you're not, well, don't expect a highly fulfilled life. Don't you wake up with Bronnie Ware's regrets, the 5 regrets in life, because you didn't plan it. So master planning for life is an amazing opportunity. A great life is not by accident, it's by design. And I'm a firm believer that 2,000 questions I've got and holding you accountable to do it and make you sit down and do it and then give you, you know, feedback and private little meetings and consulting with you and everything else to do everything I can to help you master plan. So you got a document in front of you, about 300-page document of how you want your life that you can work on the rest of your life. Mine is a vast document today. It's the most inspiring document and book that I have in my life. And it's how I want my life. And I get to read it and refine it and read it and refine it. And I work on it every single day of my life. It's not a joke. If you came and met with me and you said, let me see your computer, let me show it to you, your mouth would drop looking at the amount of work I put into it. But as a result of it, I get to live the life that I designed. And I want you to. I want you to have an inspired life. I want you to live something, do something magnificent. I want you to be able to live by design, not by default. I don't want you to be sitting there and going, bitching about what's going on around you and how the world's stopping you from doing what you dream. Because it's absolutely, whatever's happening out there is ultimately on the way to what you want if you know how to ask the right questions and hold yourself accountable to priorities. If you can't prioritize your perceptions, can't prioritize your actions, and can't prioritize your decisions, the 3 things you have control over you, just know that everybody else is. So I want you to join me at Master Planning, because I know it will make a difference in your life. But please take advantage of this opportunity, because that one thing that Paul Bragg did for me when I was 17 years old and asked me to write those things down, those never stopped. Those never stopped. They just kept going. And I took command of my life on that. And I noticed that not everybody in the world did that. But I noticed that the trajectory of my life changed compared to a lot of people around me. And a lot of people were living by default, not design. So I just wanted to take the time to go over how important that is. Right now, it's the beginning of the year. It's January. Why not start there? Why not plan your year out? Plan your life out, for that matter. I have a posthumous biography in my master plan that's 1,000 years of how I want to be perceived 1,000 years from now. By studying all the great immortal philosophers and teachers and thinkers in the world, I wanted to be able to leave a mark like those individuals. So I mapped out how I want to do it and what I'm going to do to increase the odds of that. That's why you probably see me on YouTube and podcasts and everything else, because if I go out and I be of service to people, Zig Ziglar taught me if I help other people get what they want to get in life, it helps me get what I want to get in life. So I'm constantly putting something out there to be of service to people because it helps me fulfill my dream. I want you to do your own dream, but you got to decide what the heck that is. So please take advantage of Master Plan. Please take and listen to this recording again. But actually doing it, just hearing it is not where the power is. It's actually getting down on paper and working through and make sure you have congruent goals and you're not contradicting yourself. And it's really congruent in line with what you value most and what's really priority to you, what your life is demonstrating. So you'll build momentum and you'll become unstoppable in the achievements. And that's why I want people to live by design. Majority of people live, again, by just the whims and blame things on the outside. If you want to go and try to live by blame, you're not going to empower your life. If you want to empower your life, you're going to live by design, because you have the capacity to change your perception, decisions, and actions. So join me at Master Planning and take command of your life. If you want to be a master, it will help you. If you don't, well, then that's fine. But I think deep inside, the only reason you wouldn't want to master your life is because somehow you banged your head against the wall because you didn't know how to go and master it in the first place. Let me help you. I've spent 49 years plus of my life working on that objective. And I think I've got some ideas that can help you. It's certainly allowed me to live the life I have today. And it's pretty extraordinary. And I know that you can do that too. There's no reason why you can't do it. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, I'm older or whatever. I met a 72-year-old man in Dallas, Texas. He said he was too old to do that. And I got in his face and I said, as long as you're green, you're growing. As soon as you're ripe and you rot, if you're not designing your life now, you're going to let other people design it. And I guarantee if you don't have something to live for, you got things to die for. And it woke him up. And he started planning and created a new consulting firm. And he was back alive. And he looked younger, literally 4 months later than he did when he was at the program. So don't come up with excuses. Come up with actions. Anyway, I just wanted to do it. I went a bit over today, but I just wanted to take the time to talk about how important it is designing your life. You deserve it. So I know I can help you. Please join me at Master Planning. Take advantage of this opportunity. And please listen to this more than once. It might just catalyze a little bit of action towards a dream that you have inside you. You deserve to have an extraordinary life. Anyway, this is Dr. DeMartini. Thank you for joining me for today. Please take advantage of Master Planning. And I look forward to seeing you there. I look forward to helping you do something extraordinary with your life. Live by design, not default.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, please follow the DeMartini Show. That way you'll be notified when we add the next episode. And if you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website on www.drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on our blog, and there's also a free training page that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab on the homepage. You can also use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to help you to achieve your goals and dreams. And we'd also love to invite you to join us in the Staying Inspired Facebook group. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay inspired, and take the action steps to empower all areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.eng/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused and stay inspired.